Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. I'd like to talk today a little bit about a concept that I put out, which is the wish list challenge. A friend of mine on a writing site was talking about the fact that her husband handed her a blank sheet of paper with two words on it, wish list, and said, write down what you dream, what you want, what you're thinking of. That sheet of paper, he said, you know, put 1,000 or 2,000 wishes. And obviously, most of us aren't going to have 2,000 wishes. Hopefully not, anyway. But the interesting reality was, when I thought about it, I realized that that's something that would be fun to do. To hand somebody a sheet of paper and say, what's your wish list? So what I did is created what I'm calling the wish list challenge. It is quite simply a fun way to interact with somebody in your life. In my case, I handed a blank piece of paper with the words wish list on it to my wife. And she grabbed the piece of paper and put it on her desk and started to write ideas. And I did the same thing. And what we did is we actually did our usual date night. And we just spent the first part of our date night actually just talking about our lists, thinking about the things that we had both put on. And it was interesting because, you know, after a number of years of marriage, our lists were eerily similar in many of the things. And there were a couple of things that we both had that were kind of unique and different. So, you know, we were kind of able to talk through. And what we did in our first one is we picked the top four that we wanted to do, start on right away. And then some of the other ones that we had were a little bit longer term. So we needed to start figuring out, you know, how to do those. So what we decided to do is as we were doing one of the first four, we would actually talk about the long-term plans for the other ones. And kind of go through. And then the beauty of this is that it truly is a shampoo challenge. And by shampoo, I simply mean, or conditioner, if you read the bottle, right, it always says, you know, apply shampoo, lather, rinse, repeat. You should shampoo twice, right? Well, in part, I suspect, you know, that's an advertising campaign to sell more shampoo. But the other side of it is that you know, you can do this over and over again. And that's the beauty. And you don't just have to do it with your spouse. You can go, you know, connect with your brother or your sister. You can connect with your grandparents or your great-grandparents. Or you can connect with your neighbor. Or you can connect with a friend that you haven't talked to in a while or a friend that you talked to 15 minutes ago. You know, you can connect with your brother or your sister, your aunt or your uncle, or both aunt and uncle. It doesn't matter. The opportunity is to share with somebody. And to make it, of course, virus-friendly, because we are all still in lockdown at the time of this challenge, you can do it as an electronic system. You can email the person a file with simply the words wish list and have them shared, and then do a Zoom call or a a FaceTime call or any other you know, calls. You could even call with just voice and talk. Or you could exchange the wish list back and forth via email to talk about things that you want to do with that person. Now, one of the things that we also did is we talked about short-range goals versus long-range goals. And when you're building something like this, it's really important to remember, you know, success is something that humans are driven by. So make sure you have something that you can achieve in the short run. If you only have long-term goals, people get frustrated, and over time they'll stop doing things. Anyway, in the link to this podcast, I'll include the link to the original article. With that note, I will end today's podcast with, hey, join the Wishlist Challenge. Find somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. Find somebody that you care about deeply. Give them a list. Or better yet, give them a blank piece of paper with the words wish list on it and see what it is that they would like to do. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast.